So this recording is basically to explain the book to you, the book called Some Things Are Worth Believing In, and how it came about, and the purpose of it, and why, I suppose, it's written the way it is. First of all, since I've put out the book Living on Love, I've received thousands of letters from all over the world. You know, because I put it on the internet for free so people could utilize the information. And I thought that was just the best and fastest and easiest way for people to be able to reach that information. It worked very well. I receive all kinds of mail on how well it works for people. It's the missing link. And, you know, people realize very quickly that it makes sense to them. If you come across some information and the information rings true, something in you automatically clicks and something in you tells you that this is correct. This is a part of life and the way it's supposed to be. You can instantly tell that when you hear about it or read about it. So people have written me and explained how their life has changed, how much it's improved their life. All kinds of wonderful things. At the same time, though, I do get a lot of emails from people that find themselves blocked. They've worked very hard all their lives to be good, to do what they call spiritual work and all kinds of things, to be fair to other people and just to try to create a more joyful, wonderful world for everybody. They've worked very hard at that. They've worked hard at improving their life, you know, from wherever they started off, to making a life that's filled with joy. I mean, they've worked extremely hard. And at a certain point, they find they're blocked. Now, once they come across the information Living on Love, they begin to work with sending love and so forth, radiating it out, and immediately things begin to improve. But for many people, they find, again, they get to a certain point and that's where it sort of stops. It's almost like there's a resistance there. They just can't get past it. And guess what the biggest issue is? It's abundance. It's financial. It's money. That's where the biggest problem comes from. There's a certain point and it just doesn't seem to go any further for people. And that abundance is necessary to expand, to go further. It's important because that's what we use as trade here. We just exchange it. The money has no value as far as the universe is concerned. It's just a piece of paper like any other paper. But to us, we use it to trade. And it represents an abundance, something we need. Even if you want to be an artist, you have to be able to buy paint. And the more paint and the more canvas you can afford to buy and a place to put all this canvas, the more artistic, the more freedom you have to create from inside. The more you're forced to, well, earn a living the hard way, the more restrictive your art becomes. We all know this. So in the end result, the abundance becomes extremely important. At a certain point in your life, it becomes as necessary as air. But, you know, when you do all this work and this make all this effort and you read the books and you do the visualization and you do this, the meditation, and you send the love and it just doesn't go any further, what happens next? Well, you get feelings of depression, feelings of anger because you're upset, you're angry. You see someone else perhaps who doesn't care about people, doesn't care about the environment, doesn't care about anything but themselves. And the money seems to be flowing into their pockets quite nicely. That's because the universe doesn't care who asks or what you ask for. the universe that we live in will supply you with whatever you ask, no matter what your behavior is. It doesn't discriminate. It is an unconditional loving machine, in a sense. I say the word machine, excuse that saying, please, but I'm just using it. So, it just unconditionally loves and unconditionally gives. But the issue is, we're incapable of receiving. That's where the block is. Now, the person that, you know, I just mentioned that perhaps is what we sometimes may call selfish or into themselves, and I'm not judging that. I'm just saying, you know, as an example, and they receive money and abundance and it just drops into their lap with very little effort. They're not even working very hard. Most of the time they're just playing, and through the progress of just living and enjoying life, they're just falling into the circumstances and all the events that need to take place for them to become even more financially wealthy. So they have even more resources to enjoy life. Well, on the other token, another person who's working very, very hard is not achieving that. So when you see that, and you work so hard, and you get depressed, and you get down, you're going to feel some anger too. That's a natural thing. I'm not saying everybody feels it, but many people. I realized early along this path that the problem lied in allowing. Over the years, many people have worked at solving this issue, because, you know, this lack of allowing, not allowing it to come in. The universe is giving it, but we're not letting ourselves receive it. That's where the problem is. It's right there, but we're not allowing it. So many people are doing that. It's just mind-boggling. Anyway, there's so many people that have tried to teach people to allow. They've written books, do seminars, do all kinds of things. And these things help for a little bit, and then they get all blocked up again. One of the books that I really like is Abraham Hicks. www.abrahamhicks.com. You can find them web pages on the internet. They write some wonderful books, and all their writing and talking is about allowing. And to try to open up that allowing in a person. It's very difficult to do that because you have to change almost their whole thinking pattern. Because that's what's required to allow the allowing, in a sense, to change that. Because we think in a certain way, and that thinking pattern that we've learned, we teach it to our children, we teach it in school already, unknowing, and we teach it to everyone around us, quite naturally, in the form of, there's not enough of this, there's not enough of that. If that person has a whole bunch, he has it all and no one else can have it. Unfortunately, these things are all untrue. So for 4 years, I've been at this, trying to figure out a way to bypass this, finding a way to engage the allowing. So someone is sitting and radiating out love, bringing up their good feelings, bringing more joy into their life, attracting more good things. But at the same token, we want to open up the allowing so they can also receive more. Because that's what makes life really joyful. So I've worked at it, tried different things, you know, wrote to people, said, try this, do this. Somewhat successful, but not really in my mind. Not good enough. I expect more, I want more. Finally, I came to the conclusion that perhaps I'm not doing this right myself. You see, I'm in a sense asking for something, and I'm not receiving it. Now, I know if I'm asking for it, the universe is already trying to give it to me. I'm just not in a receiving mode. So I asked for some information that I can give to people that somehow opens up their allowing and allows things that they've been asking for, that the universe is trying actually to give to them, to just flow in. Once I realized what I was doing, that I was actually resisting the answer somehow, then I don't need to look at how I'm resisting it so much as how I'm going to open it. So I realized I'm asking, but maybe I need to do things a little differently. So what I did, I used my creating process to create the book. And the way I did that is I said, okay, so what would work really well? That's the question I asked myself, and I said, book that someone picks up, and just by holding it in their hands and maybe reading it, something changes in them, and the allowing begins to open up. That resistance to receiving lets go. You know, it's like something plugging a hose. You know, all the juice that we want is trying to flow to us, but there's this rag that's stuck in the hose. And I just wanted a book. Very simple, that a person just reads, and maybe does a little something here and there, whatever, but basically just from holding it and reading it, the resistance is let loose. That clog that's plugging the allowing to receive just lets go. And the things that we've been asking for, or they've been asking for, start to flow in. And because once it starts to flow in, then people get very excited and start having good feelings and start sending out and radiating out more love, which then brings more to them and it brings more flow. So all we need to do is get it started. It's like an engine. You know, once you get the thing running, it'll warm up. Once it warms up, it'll just purr like a kitten. So that's the point of this book. Now I realized what I wanted. I wanted a book that can do that. How do I do that? Well, I have no idea. I don't even have the intelligence to do a book like that. I wouldn't know where to begin. So I simply pretended I already had it. So much so that I thought I actually had it. Sometimes I would come back from my walks where I would do my pretending in such a degree that my belief system kicked in. In other words, I'm pretending it to such a degree that I believe it. I would come in and I'd want to grab the book, and then I realized, I don't have the book yet. I haven't even written it yet. I did this for quite some time. Maybe 6 months, 8 months, you know, in between. Then I sort of let go of it. And I got on to something else. This spring, this is 2005, I took some time off. I was doing some tiling on the side of everything else that I normally do. It's something I really enjoy doing. I got into too much of it because in my creating, I created too much work. So people kept offering me these wonderful jobs, you know, that pay huge amounts of money, and I finally had to put some stop to it because I wore myself out. So I took some time off. And I walked into a store. I actually went to the store on purpose. I didn't even know for sure what I was buying. I bought this recorder. It's a digital recorder. Came back and started doing recordings. Very quickly I realized what was happening. And I came to believe that the book is forming. At first I thought maybe I'm just recording my way of creating. But then I realized that more is happening here. You know, there's more. So I'm just going to play along with it and just do it. So every day when I go for a walk in the woods with my dog, I would do the recording just like this. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm walking in the woods and I'm recording. And I would just begin. At the end of the recording, I really had no idea what I said. And I haven't listened to any of the recordings at all, even to this date, that the book is complete. I got someone else to transcribe it. When it was all transcribed, then I started reading the book in order just to correct some things that maybe, you know, may not be right or whatever, or not readable or understandable. I thought I should go through it. When I started reading it, I didn't know whether to laugh or whether to cry. It sounded like a 2-year-old had written it. I mean, what the heck? Is this the way I was talking on the recorder? I mean, what is going on here? Even now, you know, I'm wondering how I sound. Because I know I sound different while I'm recording. When I'm done doing this recording, I won't remember it. That's fine. But anyway, as I started reading the book, I just almost fell off my chair. I just It didn't make sense. It sounded ridiculous in a sense, but at the same token, I was compelled to read on. And while I read on, I felt something in me change. See, I watch my energy very carefully in my radiance of love going out. I watch that also very carefully because I can radiate a huge amount because of the work I've done in the past. So I actually regulate it a little bit. I don't overdo it for people around me. It causes kind of issues. Nevertheless, I regulate it to where it makes a comfort zone for me. So I watch my energy, but I could tell something was changing inside. And that's when I realized I had achieved it. And in a sense, did I really achieve it? Well, what I really achieved was the asking and the allowing to receive it. The universe really achieved it. So, although I wrote the book, I can't really take credit for the genius that went into it, how it's put together, why the words have to be like that, why it has to sound like a two-year-old wrote it, somebody that can't even talk or write. The wonderful part is, since I first was reading it, some other people have also looked at it. And without being told anything, it had the same effect on them. So, I know it's already working. The process is there. And maybe, you know, in 4 years, 5 years, 3 years, I'll have another book that does it even more, takes it even further, does it even better. But nevertheless, there it is. And I think, I believe, I know, I trust. It's worth believing in. That when you read it, you just sit there and you read it and you relax and just let it be. Just let it be as it is. Forget about the spelling, the abbreviations, the way it's written. Just let it be. I believe that it will do exactly what it's supposed to do. It will help you to remove that block and allow the allowing of the things that you've been asking for to come in. Be it money, be it relationships, be it friendships, be it whatever. The universe and all that is wants to give you that stuff. That's what makes life such a great experience. And we're going to talk more about that in the next few recordings because I'm going to specifically talk about money. And why money? Because money is where the biggest block is. Money is a representation of allowing. Money is a representation of abundance, of time, of joy, of experiencing. I mean, if you don't have the money, you can't even really afford to go for a walk because you're too busy working and trying to earn it somehow. There's all kinds of things that open up when we allow the abundance to open up. When the abundance of money begins to flow in more rapidly, more easily, we are given also at the same time more time to improve ourselves, more time to radiate love, more time to meditate, more time to give love to other people. All kinds of things open up. It really improves the entire universe. Every time someone allows to receive, allows themselves to receive everything they've been dreaming of, they expand the universe and help the allowing that everyone else wants also. So, that's the reasoning for the book. That's why the book is the way it is. And it'll stay that way. You just have to deal with it on your own. I'm happy with it. I feel complete, like something that I've worked so hard for so long was in actuality so easy, because all I had to do was ask for what I wanted and just simply allow it to come, and the universe brought it to me. See, nothing else was really required. So the 4 years that it took to bring all this about from start to finish were really unnecessary. What it took was my summer I took the whole summer off, and every day I would go for a walk. Well, I go for several walks, but one of them I would do the recording. And just allowing it to flow and allowing the universe just to make it happen. The whole thing really sat on one thing, just allowing. Allowing myself to receive that which I wanted. And now that I've allowed myself to receive it, I have something to give. See, that's how important allowing is. Because if you're not receiving anything, if you're not allowing stuff to come to you, well, then you're pretty limited on what you can give. Because you got to receive before you can give. That's that simple. If I didn't allow myself to receive this, I couldn't give it. You know what? That's why I give it away free on the internet. It costs me thousands of dollars to put the books on the internet. It costs me a ton to write them and everything that's associated with it. But it's something I like to give back. And when the receiving comes to you, you can decide what you want to give back. But for now, focus first on the receiving, on yourself. Focus on yourself and on the receiving for yourself. Don't worry about the rest of the world. You will take care of that part when you've received. Then you have really something to give. So allow yourself to receive everything. Because the universe wants to give it to you. See, if it can't give it to you, it can't give it to anyone in a sense. Because if everyone's saying no, well then the universe can't give us anything. So everybody has to start saying yes. As everybody starts saying yes, the universe can begin to give us what we want. If everybody continues to say no, we will in a sense have less and less and less and less. So, in a sense, we should really say thank you to all those very, very wealthy people out there because they've said yes. And if they wouldn't say yes, we would be in big trouble because the car dealerships wouldn't work. The construction workers wouldn't work. You know, it's like I worked on a $1 million house. Well, if they wouldn't have allowed the abundance to come to them, they wouldn't have been able to build this house and in turn allow me to tile for them and make a great deal of money tiling for them, which I enjoyed, and I enjoyed the money. See, the whole process hinges on allowing. When we allow the universe, in a sense, to create heaven on earth. Right? Doesn't that make perfect sense? We have the ability to radiate out the love, and to receive what's required to build, in a sense, heaven on earth. First, for ourselves, because then we have something to give. So there you have it. My best to you.